Hello.
Hi, Mike. This is Cheryl with Archtop Fiber.
Hey, how are you?
I'm doing fine. How are you? And you're advising when you were doing your putting in the new services, it was still trying to charge you $50. Is that correct?
Yep.
Okay, give me a moment. So I will have to go through the process of putting that new service in for you. Is that fine?
I think so. Do I need to give you my account number and everything again?
Yes, I'm going to have to start from the beginning with your house number and zip code.
Okay, it's 4 Mountain View Ave in Kingston, New York.
And what was that house number and zip code?
4 is the house number, and the zip code is 12401.
Okay, thank you for that information. Just give me a moment. And what was that full address?
4 Mountain View Ave, Kingston, New
Okay.
York, 12401.
Thank you so much for that information. And is this a home or business?
Home.
Okay. And do you know which plan you were wanting to get?
The 1 gig.
Okay. And did you need any extenders?
No, I would, assuming that it works with my mesh network.
Yes, sir.
So I don't think I would need extenders unless
Okay.
there's just some, I don't know a lot about Archtop Fiber, so I
Okay,
just don't want
so
to have any drop off
yes, sir.
because I have.
And if you always needed to get extenders, you can always call back in for those if you don't want to get those now.
What kind of extenders are they?
Give me a moment. So it normally it's based on the size of your home. Do you have like a medium home or large home? The medium home is maybe 1,000 to 25,000 square feet.
Like right around the top end of that.
Then the large is 25,000 square feet and above.
Wait, 25,000 or 2,500?
Give me a moment. It's 2,500. I do apologize.
Okay, so yeah, well, anyway, so what is the extender?
You're asking what are they used for?
No, I mean, like I have a mesh network that works and I can reach, the whole house. So I'm just wanting to make sure that that will work the same way.
So they do work the
With the.
same. The extenders are the same as the mesh. It's just for the whole home.
Okay. Yeah, I mean, okay. So then I don't need the extenders.
Okay. And do you want any phone services today?
Nope.
And I have that address is for Mountain View Avenue, Kingston, New York, 12401. Do you rent or own the property? And how are your current utility wires feeding your home? Power, phone, cable? Is it through the air, or under the ground, or you're not sure?
I mean, we have cable, so however that comes in.
And do you know if that's through the air or under the ground?
I think it's through the air.
Okay, and is your billing address different than your service address?
No.
Okay, thank you for that information. And can you spell your first name for me?
MIKE
Have MIKE in that last name.
EBER.
I have EBER.
Mm-hmm.
And what is a good email address for you?
MikeEber1, MIKEEBER1 at gmail.com.
and I have mikeeber1@gmail.com.
Yeah.
And what will be a good primary phone number for you?
201-981-3638.
I have 201-981-3638.
Yeah.
Okay, and how may we contact you? Phone, email, or text?
For what purposes?
Just to give you a call regarding when we will be out to do your installation and to just to confirm times or anything like that.
A text is good.
Okay, give me a moment. I do have to read this text op-in. You do agree to receive phone calls, which may be automated or pre-recorded from Archtop and its agents or vendors at the phone numbers provided. You may revoke this consent at any time. Consent is not a condition of purchase, okay?
Mm-hmm.
Okay. And as part of our order process, we will need to run a soft credit check to determine if a deposit is required.
No, I just did that. I'm not... It's terrible for my credit score to have you guys doing that. So, like, if that's what's happening, then I have to, like, pull the plug and not do this right now.
Okay, but you can opt to bypass the credit check, but doing so will automatically require a $50 deposit.
The reason we're speaking right now is because I went through the credit check already and passed, and it's still trying to charge me.
Okay, give me a moment. I'm just going to see if I can pull that up for you, okay? Okay, I do see your name. Just bear with me, okay?
Mm-hmm. I just have to go in a couple minutes, so we may get this today.
Okay, so I did find the credit check in the system. So right now, it's not charging you anything. I did put in the report number for you, and it says payment for zero. You did advise that you did sign up for ACH. Is that correct?
Yeah.
Okay, so I will only need your card details for your ACH. You're not being charged $50.
So what do you mean? Because I thought ACH is... from my checking account.
Yes, sir. It will be the routing and account number.
That's what you mean?
Yes, sir.
Okay. So the account number is 45075-7609.
Okay. I would have to start with the, you said I would have to start with the routing number first.
02100021.
Okay, and what is that account number?
45075-7609.
Thank you for that information. And the name on that account?
Michael Eber.
M-I-C-H-A-E-L?
Yeah.
And is this checking or savings?
Checking.
Okay. Thank you for that information. And how did you hear about Arch Top Fiber?
I don't remember. Maybe an advertisement.
Okay. And do we need to know anything about the installers they should be aware of on your property? That can be buried wire, septic tanks, or anything of that nature?
No, I don't think so.
Okay, and do you have any questions or comments?
Not at the moment.
Okay. Thank you again for that. So I'm going to go ahead and read the termination service disclosure, and then we're almost done, okay?
I guess so. I really do need to leave. I do have a question. Like, what is the contract? Is this, can I cancel at any time? What?
Yes, sir. You can always, this is not a contract. You can always call in and cancel.
Okay.
Okay, any equipment provided by Arch Top Fiber is the property of Arch Top Fiber and must be returned within 30 days upon termination of services. Arch Top will provide a return kit to send all associated equipment back to Arch Top Fiber. Arch Top Fiber reserves the right to charge for unreturned equipment and can result in up to $135 per unit for not returning the equipment within 30 days of terminating service. For any questions you may have regarding our terms of service or billing questions in general, please visit our website at archtopfiber.com. You can also access your billing statements and pay your bill online by setting up your eCare account, which you are automatically enrolled in using the email address provided today. Do you agree to be bound by the terms of service as they change from time to time as posted on our website, including its requirement to resolve most types of disputes through arbitration? Okay, Mr. Mike, I did go ahead and place your order for you. Do you have any more questions?
So I won't be charged until I have service, correct?
That is correct. So if you currently still have services now, we advise do not have those disconnected until we have come out to your home.
Okay, and you guys will call or text to schedule when it's coming. I know this is not happening for a couple months, so.
Yes, sir. You will receive a phone call from us.
Okay, all right. Well, thank you.
You're welcome. And Mr. Mike, I do thank you for your patience as well. We do thank you for joining the board on Arch Top Fiber, okay?
All right. Thank you. Have a good one.
You as well. Bye-bye.
Bye.